Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the show. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. It's that time of the program, ladies and gentlemen, where you hear the reins, hand the reins on over to some webbed digits. Frog Boy, what do you got for the mixed bag?
Guys?
Yes?
Yes?
Do you know what yesterday was the anniversary of?
July 8th.
Mm-hmm. Where were you July 8th, maybe like 2010-ish, potentially?
Is that my honeymoon? Still?
Selfish.
What?
Just always think about yourself, huh?
I don't know. I was trying to figure out what. What was it?
The decision, of course.
LeBron's decision?
LeBron's decision.
Oh, man. 15 years already, huh?
15
Good
years.
God. I know. I remember exactly where I was that day then. I was at the old 790 The Ticket Studios because I hosted the decision reaction show.
Did you?
I did. We went all the way, and we went late. We went. It was myself, David Allen. I think somebody else was there too. I forget. I apologize, but we went all the way till 5 a.m. till Sedano took over.
5 a.m.
Yeah, we literally went all friggin' night.
And at that time, were you guys like active on a text line or phone line? Like, I want to know, were there fans like up at that time? Like,
there was people were calling, dude. Ooh. People were calling
losing
the show all night.
Wow.
All night they were reacting to the decision.
That's amazing.
It was literally like it was nonstop. People were calling us pots and pans. It was literally like the Heat won a championship.
What would it take to replicate that? Because we've won two championships.
I don't think it can. I don't think there's any. I don't even think if Joker came here, I don't think it. Because first of all, I don't think he's hosting a TV show.
No way.
And it's just so. It's so in the. Like, first of all, I don't think there's three guys that can get together like that anymore. Yeah. That would have the gravitas of Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, and Chris Bosh coming together.
Yeah.
That would be like, oh man.
It would be the equivalent to, I mean, who would you?
I'll tell you. You know what? To be honest with you, the most it's been like that, and it hasn't. It was probably Luka Doncic getting traded.
Nah,
like,
I
was it felt the most like a decision of like just, oh, is this like, but even that was a little bit like, whoa, this happened. We all knew LeBron was thinking about jumping. We kind of felt by that time the decision, I think a lot of Heat fans were feeling pretty good that he was going to possibly pick Miami. But the hate that he got was different than Luka because most of the hate went towards the Mavericks.
Right. Right, that's it.
Everybody hated LeBron.
It would be somebody.
And we're all here celebrating.
Yeah.
I mean, the closest thing you have to any of that is OKC. Those three guys are amazing, but they were already together. Would it be KD going to Golden State?
People were mad about that, for sure, and they thought that
they were calling They were calling KD a coward.
They definitely did, but it still wasn't.
I think that wasn't
because even his return to OKC wasn't what LeBron's to Cleveland was.
Right. Yeah.
I think if, unfortunately, because they're old, it probably still won't slap the same. But if somehow Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, LeBron James said one last season, we're going here. People would be like, wow, that's crazy.
Steph would have to leave Golden State, though.
That's the thing. Yes.
Steph would have to leave Golden State.
I'm talking they go to, like, Utah or something.
But that
like
would
that.
Be – it would have to be, like, so somebody
and
coming
up – And they would
up,
say they're too old. Everybody would immediately say too old.
Too old, yeah.
I mean, you're talking about in their prime? Yeah. It would have to be, like, if Luka, Joker,
and
Ant-Man got together.
Ooh. Right.
Yeah, that would be
right?
crazy. That would be crazy.
And it's amazing –
But I don't think it can be replicated.
No,
it can't. We're so
because you're asking guys who can make $70 million to take maybe
$40 million. It's weirder for a guy to stay with his team the whole time of his career now than it is for a guy to change teams.
Yeah,
it's just so
right.
It's so part of what makes the NBA popular. You know, like they like they you almost like it's weird. Like if now maybe the like you know SGA is going to probably never leave OKC because he'll make I don't know $1 billion contract by the end of his career.
Yeah.
With the way that the NBA contracts are going, but I don't think it can be replicated.
No.
Anyway, why'd you ask?
No reason.
Oh, okay.
Brian Windhorst.
It's funny. His name is Windhorst.
Yeah.
But wind ain't affecting him one bit whatsoever.
Leroy.
I'm sorry.
One may say he's an anchor.
That was low. Like, come on. Just why not?
Well, our boy Wendy says this is what stands out 15 years later.
I tell you about Decision Day. One, they raised millions of dollars for Boys and Girls Clubs that night, and they just botched the rollout of that announcement so poorly. They didn't tell people that clearly enough. And so it's lost to history. That's one. One of the reasons you want to know why? Because when they were supposed to be rehearsing it, Kanye West showed up where LeBron was hanging out before the game, unannounced, distracted LeBron. Not that that was the reason, but that was one of the crazy things that happened that day.
Wow, goodness.
Okay. Number two, when the Cavs were informed of LeBron's decision, it was Rich Paul, who was not even LeBron's agent yet, who called the Cavs. They respected him for doing that, and that formed the basis of the relationship that helped LeBron come back 4 years later. That's important to remember. And when did the Cavs start getting LeBron James back? They got him back the next day because what nobody remembers is after that Dan Gilbert letter, which was, you know, on fire.
Yeah, literally.
Dan Gilbert and Chris Grant, the general manager, came together and did a sign and trade. They actually traded LeBron to Miami, got over that emotion, and they got assets back that helped the Cavs later on build the team. Part of those assets were used to trade for Kevin Love.
And the contest. It's nobody thought about any of this stuff with the decision. He literally mentioned three things nobody thought about with the decision. Like, enough Windhorst.
Wow.
Like, you know, very nice LeBron raised money for charity. But then he's like, Rich Paul made the call. And also, and the return started the next day. That's what you thought about?
Well, no.
Let me tell you something. No, he didn't think about that.
No.
Now, maybe in retrospect, he's thinking about it, but I bet you at the time he didn't think about that.
No, absolutely not.
Get out of here.
I love the way owners and GMs and coaches can get upset about certain things in the sport, but a player can't. Because, I mean, let's be clear. Dan Gilbert lost his damn mind with that letter.
Woof!
Right? And there were no ramifications or anything.
It was crazy.
And then first of all, if you're going to be that petty in a letter, then you probably shouldn't have did a sign and trade.
Dude, and you want to know it's like also a little bit of horse bleep about what he's saying? Like, yes, it ended up being a sign and trade, and like he gave up assets even though, like, because they thought they were going to get LeBron. You know, the way it worked back then is they signed 4-year contracts with opt-ins for 2. So, like, you could extend it to 6. So, the Heat are just like, yeah, LeBron's never going to leave us. Like, Chris Bosh is never going to leave us. Sure, right. Take our first-round picks. Who cares? What are they going to be, the 32nd pick?
Right.
Who gives a rat's ass? But Dan Gilbert was, like, whining about the collective bargaining agreement. He was demanding trades get vetoed. Like, he wasn't planning to get LeBron the next day. He was planning to get LeBron. Shut up. Nobody thought about that. Anyway, just whatever.
Struck a nerve there, Wendy.
It's just, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
What is he talking about? What is he talking about?
I'm like,
because, you know, like, he's done this bit before. He's done this bit before where he's like, because I thought that LeBron's return started on Zydrunas Ilgauskas jersey retirement night. Like, what are we talking about? It started the next day. Like, okay. What if Gordon Hayward signed with them and then they wouldn't have had the cap space for LeBron? Did it start the next day then? It's just stupid. It's a stupid thing to say.
I don't know. I just think one of the things that happened with LeBron and has happened throughout his career has never happened with any other superstar, right? Like how they go after him, how they talk about what he can or can't do. I mean, I remember, you know, Skip Bayless going after LeBron, and I start thinking, y'all saying that LeBron ain't no, you know, Michael Jordan, but y'all talk trash about Michael Jordan his first 6 years too. The whole thing with Jordan was great scorer, can't win a championship. You can't have a championship with your main scorer being that ball dominant, right? That was the thing.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden we forget that we said the same thing about.
Nobody says anything about Jordan.
Right. Days. Exactly.
Mm. What else you got in the mixed bag, Froggy?
I don't want to get too bogged down in this, but real quick, yes or no. Mm-hmm. If Patrick Mahomes decided to leave the Chiefs and join the Eagles, for example.
No.
If you know what it would have to be? He would have to go to the Cowboys.
Oh,
yeah. If Patrick Mahomes and Jamar Chase were able to opt out of their contract. The thing is, in football, you can't do. But if you were able to do something like that, that would probably have to be it. You're on the right path. Like, it would have to be something like that. Or, I guess, like, Joe Burrow or Josh Allen. If Josh Allen left beloved Buffalo, he's the most beloved, and he's just like, I can't win here. And he's like, I'm going to the Cowboys.
Wow.
You know, but he was but he never won the big one. Because even Mahomes, it's hard because part of LeBron – people making fun of him was, oh, you're a coward. You're going to play Robin to D. Wade. You can't win. D. Wade's already won. So it's like it would have to be like Josh Allen leaves Buffalo to go to the Cowboys with a star, with Saquon and Jamar Chase.
Whoa. 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 That's crazy. All right, staying in the basketball world, which we were on originally, Brad Stevens.
Ugh. What is this? This is the annoy me mix bag?
Must be. So far.
Let's just shake up the bag and pull out. What do we got here? Brad Stevens.
What's the next cut, J.J. Redick?
Well, Brad Stevens, obviously the Celtics are one of the teams that are going to be taking a step back this season because of a major injury to their star. This is Mr. Stevens on his expectations on the season.
My expectations are always the same. Compete like hell to win the next game. You know, like that's always going to be it. That will always be it. And that's the way that we're going to try to put our foot forward. We've got some new guys. We've got some guys that'll have to take on extra, you know, extra in their roles, but we believe in the guys that have been in the building, and we look forward to getting the guys that haven't and all working together to try to create a team that functions well together and plays hard as hell. You know, that'll be it. You know, I've said many times that the North Star for me is winning championships. And this is without question when you trade guys like Drew and KP, there's some retooling going on. But the one thing that when I was coaching, you know, when the term rebuild came up, I thought it was a crazy term. None of us were here before, so it should be build, right? You're always building and growing towards something. And for this group, we've got so many guys back that are really good players that's not going to be part of the lexicon in our building.
You know what? Can I just give a...
Wow, okay.
Game recognized game. I know a semantic samurai when I hear it. I know a semantic. Well, how could it be a rebuild? We've only been here for a build. Well done. Well done, Brad Stevens. Well done. I see what you're doing.
Wow.
What are we doing?
Oh, man. Give us something else in the mixed bag, Marcos. Maybe somebody who doesn't infuriate me.
All right. Here we have Colin Cowherd.
What's the deal over there?
Well, we heard from Eric Glass earlier as he talked about our boy Ghosty.
I'm a glass man.
This is him praising Keyshawn and Pella Larson for their activity during yesterday's blowout victory.
Trying to get Pella on ball reps a little bit more than what he got as a rookie. As part of his growth, KJ, I didn't feel like I did a good enough job in the first game that he played, getting him involved in the offense. I thought KJ played his role very well, and he didn't press. And it was a really concerted effort for me to get him in more actions today. And then you see a lot of the production in the box score because I was able to do that. You know, he's a good player. He made good reads. We trust him. So I was happy with how we were able to involve him.
He was out there like a ninja.
It was amazing.
Hacking folks.
Oh, you're talking about Kasparis.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. He was, but yeah, we got two KJs. You got rookie, right. KJ, and you got sophomore KJ.
Right.
But Keyshawn Johnson played awesome. Yakachonis, work in progress.
Keyshawn is very, very athletic.
Very athletic.
And I don't understand, how can that not help you?
I don't either.
But see, so I think that's my whole problem with how the Miami Heat have done things, right? I'm never going to tell them what player I think can help or hurt them. But I'm saying you got a lot of guys in your organization who you have no idea because you refuse to put them in the pressure cooker to see if they can handle it. I mean, Keyshawn came up, what, two or three times? Played some.
I think he only got like two real games where he got, right, to play. One, he put like on a crazy dunk show. It was awesome.
Right, but that's like, don't you need to know if that's going to work out?
Yeah, I think with him, I think it's okay to have development projects. I think that's okay. But I do think, like, okay, they had their year to cook. Now it's like, they should play.
And again, this is one of those situations where you've developed a guy, you haven't played him, and then you play him, he shows some of what he can do, and now you have to make a decision that pays him a lot of money, and you haven't gotten – see, part of the thing about contracts for me is, if I'm going to extend you, I would at least like to know you exceeded, and it's almost like I owe you.
Mm-hmm.
So I can justify it. With these guys, with a lot of guys that the Heat run through their organization, you have to make a decision before they actually really
gave you anything. And I think with him, it's a little different because I think he's an undrafted guy. So I think this is the last year that's guaranteed. So, you better find out.
Right.
You better find out.
And so that's like – I think there's too many guys on this team. Not that you don't think they're going to be good or not, but you don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even have a conversation with it because you haven't seen them play. And they go, oh, he's working his tail off again. That ain't the game.
Steph says, Keyshawn, too small to get rebounds against bigger players, gets boxed out. He can dribble better than Highsmith and jumps higher. Yeah, I mean, he's not very small. I don't think we really know. I think that's one of those things.
Right, like,
you're gonna trust Haywood to be there, and he's bigger than Haywood Highsmith is.
He's a wider body, but I'm like, okay, do you realize? And here's what I would like people to think: you say that about Keyshawn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize Bam is a 6'9" center, and all the guys he defend are over taller than him?
Yep.
So, like, yeah, you can't keep saying that. If you want an athletic wing and you want a guy that you can put in and maybe play some defense on the wings, then, yeah, he's got to get some minutes somewhere. He's very athletic. He can get up and down the floor. How well does he shoot?
Shoots okay.
Okay.
He shoots okay. Right? I think that's probably the big thing that they're working on. But, you know, they worked on that with Haywood, and Haywood became a pretty respectable shooter.
Right.
You know, everybody leaves him open. Like, I don't think anybody defend, but, right, like, he'll, there's been, how many games do you think, like, Haywood Highsmith has killed somebody with, like, a 5-for-7 from downtown because nobody was respecting him?
Yep. Pretty much.
So I think it's going to be something of that ilk. You know, and I'm not, you know, saying that you cast off Haywood, but, like, if there are other moves to happen, somebody else wants Haywood Highsmith in a deal, yeah, maybe that's a direction that they go in. So.
I don't know. I just think you need to put these guys in a position.
But Pella's, I'm going to tell you something right now. Pella's a dog, dude. Like, I'm him.
That's my second group. He'd be in the second line.
Pella's an absolute.
So could you imagine? Well, here's the problem. Who are you going to stagger? Because you got to stagger scoring. You can't put Davion and Pella in on the same,
mm-hmm,
right? Because they're both dogs. But, I mean, Davion had a career year shooting a three, didn't he?
He had a career year, and he had a career run with the Heat.
Right. So from that standpoint, I get what they do on the defensive end and with the hustle, But you can't have two guards out there and neither one of them can shoot.
Can't wait to watch Team Sweden.
Team Sweden?
Yeah.
For what?
Pella. Eurobasket.
Oh. Who's not playing? That
Kasparis.
He's not Kasparis playing. Not playing. Is Nico's Jaime playing?
For Team Mexico?
Uh-uh.
No. Oh, Mexico's not in Europe.
No, I'm... Just give it to me.
Give it minus to me.
I wasn't even... Let me be fair. Let me be fair. I wasn't even thinking Europe. I was just thinking guys from... Yeah, different. Like, almost like the Olympics. Right? Like FIFA.
Minus one.
I'll take it. But I love the way you just responded. Oh, you think I'm from Europe? Like he like whispered it, but loud enough so everybody could hear it.
Take a break. Back after this.